speedbuilders.com. Other than after this accident, because I'm going to ask you questions about after this accident, before that, had you ever gone to any other kind of doctor who treats people for neck or back problems?
No.
Had you ever hurt your neck or back before this accident?
No.
Is that what you hurt in this accident? Your neck, your back?
Actually, both.
Do you know if your mother has ever filed a claim against an insurance company or against some individual on your behalf other than following this accident? Do you understand that question?
No.
Has your mother ever gone to an attorney and said that her daughter was injured in some way?
No.
Other than after this accident?
No.
Let's talk about this accident, July 30th, 1995. Do you know what day of the week that was?
No.
Do you know about what time of the day this accident occurred?
Around about 12 o'clock.
Do you remember what you did that day? You woke up in the morning. Do you remember what you did after you woke up that morning?
I ate and went to catch the streetcar.
Was there somebody with you at the time?
No.
You were riding on the streetcar alone?
Correct.
What was your destination?
Home.
Where were you coming from?
My auntie's residence.
What's your aunt's name?
Actually, my uncle is married to another woman presently, Paula McBride now.
Paula McBride?
McBride.
Where did your aunt live?
On Baker.
What address on Baker?
I don't know.
Is Baker off of Canal?
Yes.
So you left your aunt's house and you walked down towards the streetcar?
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Did you walk down to the streetcar accompanied by anybody?
No, no.
Where did you get on the streetcar?
At the termination of the line.
The termination of the line, that's near Maine?
Correct.
Does Baker come off of Maine or off of Canal?
Canal.
Were there any people waiting with you at that streetcar stop?
They had about four people.
Did you recognize any of those people?
No.
Do you remember how long you had to wait for the streetcar?
When I arrived there, it was approaching.
So you got there and you got right on the streetcar?
Correct.
Do you remember what the driver's appearance was, the streetcar driver?
No.
Was he a black man, white man?
Black.
I automatically said man. Was it a man or woman?
Gentleman.
Do you remember about what age he was?
He looked around in his late 20s.
Do you ride the streetcar frequently?
Correct.
Did you recognize that driver?
No, he looked like he was new.
Do you know some of the streetcar drivers?
Not by name.
Do you know some of them enough to say, hello, how are you doing? Those type of amenities?
Correct.
This particular one you don't know or didn't know?
No.
Have you ever noticed him driving since then?
I don't believe so.
About how long did you wait on the streetcar before the streetcar took off?
I didn't wait at all.
The streetcar just left?
As soon as we got on, the streetcar took off.
Which side of the streetcar did you sit on?
The doorway.
The doorway?
You know, like the door on that side, the doors.
Well, the driver is actually in the middle?
In the middle.
As you're facing the driver on the right-hand side?
The driver is driving, and I'm in the back on his right-hand side.
So you would be sitting there facing the riverbound lane on Canal Avenue, the street that goes towards the river, the part of Canal that goes towards the river?
What river?
The Mississippi River?
I don't know.
I'm not trying to confuse you. I know if you don't drive, you might not know what I'm talking about. Do you know how Canal Avenue goes towards the river, towards St. Charles?
Yes.
Traffic on Canal Avenue goes either towards St. Charles or away from St. Charles.
We was going towards St. Charles.
So you were sitting on the side of the streetcar that is next to the lane that goes towards St. Charles Avenue?
Yes.
Were you looking out at traffic on Canal Avenue while you were sitting there in the streetcar and the streetcar was moving along?
I was not hanging out the window. You could see it.
I am not asking whether you were hanging out. Were you looking out towards traffic?
Yes.
Were you kind of keeping an eye on traffic?
Yes.
Did you notice the car that eventually was hit by the streetcar at all before the accident happened?
Yes.
When did you first notice that car?
It was sitting right on the tracks.
When you say it was sitting right on the tracks, what do you mean?
There was the car, and the streetcar was coming, and it just ran into the car and hit him.
When you first saw the car, the car was in that area, in the middle of the neutral ground where cars turn.
Yes.
Was the car on the streetcar track?
Yes, it was on the tracks. It was on the tracks.
Which of the streetcar tracks was it on? Was it on the tracks that go towards St. Charles?
Towards St. Charles.
That's the first time you saw that car?
Yes.
You hadn't seen that car turn into that area?
No, that car was already there.
Was it stopped when you first saw it? Was it stopped on the tracks?
Yes.
Do you know about how long the car was stopped there on the tracks before the impact occurred?
About a minute.
As you're sitting there, are you looking to your side or you're looking towards the front of the streetcar?
I'm looking towards the side.
But you could see the car sitting there on the tracks as you were looking towards the side?
Yes.
He was there for a minute?
About a minute.
Were you thinking to yourself as the streetcar was approaching, why isn't the streetcar slowing down or stopping?
The streetcar was hitting that little bell thing. The man had his windows rolled up.
The man in the car?
Yes.
So the man had his windows rolled up. The streetcar driver is coming towards him. He's ringing his bell.